Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. Okay, hello, how are you? I'm so glad you are here today. And I just wanted to make a note. I always listen to the podcast that I release the day of. I don't go back and listen. Whatever it's recorded, it's done. I upload it, and whatever, you know, God makes it be, let it be. And last week, I remember recording this last episode. So I think it was the Leap episode. It sounded like I'm whispering to you the entire time, and I'm sorry about that. But I was recording at like 4 a.m. in the morning, and I didn't want to wake anybody up. And so I was trying to be as loud as possible, but I just sound so mellow and so just like I'm whispering and not trying to wake anybody up. And thankfully, that's not the case today. My husband is out of town for the entire week. He left like Saturday and he will be back like next Tuesday. So he is gone for the week. Lucky him. I am so jealous. He is in Florida right now with his dad and his brother. And I am one that loves the beach. I can be in the beach and just lay in the sand and be there all freaking day and not have a care in the world. Like, that is my kind of fun. Just being there, enjoying the view. I don't know. It's just, that's just my kind of thing. And I'm just so jealous and kind of sad that I didn't get to go. But I'm still so happy that he did, and it's just a blessing that he gets to do that now, just travel and work and get things done. And so I'm so happy for him, and I hope he enjoys his time off, and hopefully we'll be doing a trip there in the near future, right, when it's actual beach ready season. And so welcome. We are doing a check-in this month. We are doing a self-coaching session today. These podcasts, for me, I love writing, I love journaling, but there's something different about it when I speak it, I hear it, and it just motivates me and really gets in tune to what I'm really thinking. Because sometimes I can write and it comes out very scripted, even when I'm writing personally. And so when I'm just talking and letting the words flow and hearing it in the back again, I kind of coaching myself as well. And so I'm making it a point this year to really recap and evaluate every month for you. So at the end of the month, we're going to be doing check-ins, we're going to do self-coaching, and we're going to ask some questions that are going to lead us. And I say us because sometimes I need coaching myself. So to see what worked this month, what didn't work, what we need to keep, what we need to let go of. So we are doing evaluating at the end of this month and every month. So what tends to happen is people get stuck on either making decisions and going all the way without tracking their work, and you don't know what's working and what's not working. And sometimes it's hard to make changes and pivot when you don't know what's happening. And so I believe that some individuals get a little stuck on the first step of just making the plan, but not really getting it done, right? All the excuses sometimes come in their way. Like if you have a goal and you have all of these things planned, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then all of a sudden, all the excuses come up, all the things happen. Maybe all the doubt, the fear came through. I know that happens to me all the time, especially per se, like promoting the business. Sometimes I have plans that, oh, I'm going to go do this. I'm just going to go for it. And what happens is I get stuck. Maybe I'm too scared to do something and I kind of watch extra TV. I kind of spend extra time on my phone. I kind of spend extra time exercising, right? Find my ways to distract me from really focusing on what needs to happen. And so sometimes when the fear and the doubt come through, what happens, it can lead us, or it didn't lead us, to where we really needed to go or had planned to go. So I'm going to ask you a question today, because we are doing some self-coaching, we are doing some self-evaluations, and I'm going to ask you a question. Which one are you, or which one do you think you fall under? Are you the planner but never take the leap? Or are you the decision maker but never evaluate your process? Personally, I kind of sometimes fall on either side. Sometimes, because I'm human, I can go overboard and overly track my progress. And I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm running my own coaching program on myself and evaluating what's working for me. I have a personal goal this year of kind of really leaning out more than I was last year. I feel like I've built muscle, but definitely looking or feeling more fluffy, which means my clothes are fitting a little more snug. And honestly, I don't feel comfortable right now. So, like I do for my coaching clients, you know, we take measurements, we take pictures, and I did that January. You know, what I did realize on my January recap and checking in with myself, you know, I followed up and realized that, you know what, I am snacking way too much this month. And I did realize that January, I had so many things between going back and forth with a dog that I babysit on occasion. Her name is Rosie, and I sometimes go up to 2 times a day going back and forth and picking up the kids from school and after school clubs and physical activities. Like, I was not preparing myself for all of these things, and so I was not prepared. I was eating on the go. I was inhaling my food. I was not sitting down to eat. I was snacking. And so at the end of the month, my results definitely showed it. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, why am I not losing weight? Why this? Why that? But when I did this check-in and I was being honest, because sometimes we can think, but I'm doing all the right things, but we're really not. And so when we're checking, really being honest, checking with oneself, it makes us more aware of how life is really going. And this being aware of and checking in, it can lead us to be more heightened of why things are happening. But more importantly, you can take control and really figure out how you can solve this problem. So let's do a quick assessment on how life is going. Right, so spring is around the corner. If you want to continue that good streak, if you want to better your habits, this will help during this season. And spring to me is a time of growth, is a time of change, because we're entering into a new season, we're having longer days, the time is changing. It's just another opportunity to get yet another fresh start. And that's the best part. If you get to wake up and see another day, another season, another change, it makes life, for me, at least where I'm at, I'm so grateful that I get to yet again experience another spring. You know, one of my favorite seasons, summer. These are the times that I love, because we get to be out, we get to spend more time with family, we get to enjoy, you know, being around people. I feel like the winter is more gloomy, we're more secluded, more inside, more homey. I just love being outdoors. And so when the temperature starts getting warmer, I get to be out and about and enjoy the nature, the walks, the parties, you know, we get to be outside more. That is something that I totally enjoy during this time. So going back to this, we are doing an assessment. So we're going to ask some questions. So here we go. What exactly do you want for yourself this season? Why do you want to do it? I don't know if it's maybe losing weight. Like myself, I'm not trying to lose weight. I am trying to change my body composition, right? So it's presented itself a little bit more complicated. Me thinking that I have the knowledge that I did. You know, life happens and sometimes I get lost in there. So I want to be clear again. Why do I want to do it? How do I want to feel? What is standing in your way or my way, or what has been challenging in the past? These questions will allow you to make things clear for yourself. Again, if losing weight is something that you've been struggling with in the past, asking yourself questions that allow you to figure it out exactly what you want to do. Because for all, you know, let's go back to the losing weight thing. We can be sleeping better. We can be having all the energy. We can be having all of these great results. You know, our bowel movements are good. We're not bloated anymore. We are feeling amazing, but the scale hasn't moved. And so we have all of these markers that are really good, but the scale is bringing us down. So asking all of these questions will trigger something in you to figure out what really matters. Next is you'll be making a plan, but be as specific as you can. Sometimes we want to do all of the things and we can end up being burned out. And so you want to make a plan that's going to challenge you, right? To see results, to have that discipline, but also you want to keep it simple. Simplicity is a big key. The more things you want to do, the more things you have to manage, the more difficult and frustrated things can become very quickly. So making things simple enough that will lead you to positive thoughts and will cause you to make positive changes, which will lead to great results. During my coaching program, we go through this process of making SMART goals, which is really perfect to outline a plan and a map for you weekly where we can check and evaluate together and discuss these things through as accountability, as having a partner, and again, checking in what's working and what's not working. Now, I did mention January did not go well for me based on my results. And I don't mean the scale, which is just one tiny aspect of health, right? You know, I was not sleeping well. I was having some gut issues. I know I was not drinking enough water. I was not eating. I was a lot of snacking. I was not being mindful or present. I was just all over the place. And sometimes it's hard. I'm going to tell you, I just listed a whole bunch of things. And what this caused me to do is ignore everything that I know and causing more stress on my schedule, how I was feeling. You know, I was eating more than my body was actually burning. You know, I was putting extra peanut butter. I was having extra nuts. I was having extra bread. I was, you know, eating more tortillas, like all of these things that, you know, I thought I was being mindful. I thought I was doing the things, but I really wasn't. And sometimes I was even eating the boys' leftovers. As a mom, you know that you don't like to throw food away. And I was not occasionally, I was doing that very often. And after considering all of this, right, because I did my own evaluation, I recapped my whole last month, I could definitely see where I can make some changes, I can make improvements, and all of the things. And one thing that I did notice was I needed to work on my mindfulness. That is something that I haven't practiced in a very long time. And having mindfulness is going to allow me to have more patience. And I know I was limiting my me time. And when I did not have alone time, or when I did have alone time, I was on my phone, or I was working, or I was never really giving my brain time to decompress. So I know I can see I was getting in my own way of not being able to do the things that I said I was going to do. I don't know if you could resonate, or I hope I'm making sense, but sometimes we self-sabotage, right? Especially, I feel like, you know, as a person that's studied all of this and knows what to do, right? We all know what to do. We know what's best for us, but we just don't do it sometimes. And that is something that I know I want to work for this month, you know, is being more mindful, you know, really unplugging from the world just for a short period, where you try not to think of anything, which can be super hard. This can look very different for everybody. For me, I know I like having my breathing sessions. When I used to do these a lot when we lived in the other house, my time was just a little bit different. I was, you know, having things scheduled different. I'm a person that likes to schedule things, right? When is it going to get done? At what time? Because if I don't schedule it somewhere, if I don't set out to do it, if I don't have an alarm for it, it's not going to get done. So, for example, for me, it could have been like stretching sessions, maybe before going to bed, or reading a couple of pages from a favorite book, or maybe even just praying before a meal, or, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever. I know right now, for I am Catholic, so, you know, I'm not like a devoted Catholic per se, but, you know, we're going through this Lent season, and that's something that I've been wanting to do this month, is have like do a rosary prayer every morning. And so I've done it pretty much for the past week. I think I skipped a day or so, but I set an alarm on the app. I set an alarm on my phone. And so I just grab my headphones and grab my rosary and just lay in bed and hear it out. And it's so hard sometimes because we get distracted with other thoughts, right? With, oh, I forgot to do this. Oh, we need to do that. And so this forces me to kind of center me back into the rosary, into what I'm listening to at the time. So that is something that it's working for me right now. And so getting back to it will definitely help me get that me time, be more mindful, and slow me down, which is something that I definitely need from what I recapped last month. Now, my husband, this is something also that we've been doing, and it's been working really good. My husband recently made like a gratitude in the morning game for the boys. I usually go around the table and ask, you know, what we're grateful for, but somehow my boys always ended up fighting who went first. I don't want to do it. And so my husband thought that rolling a dice to see who would go first, and then rolling another dice to see how many things you're grateful for. And the kids love it. Now the kids are asking every time after breakfast, are we going to do the gratitude game? We haven't done the gratitude, you know, so they're excited to do that now. And, you know, sometimes they need a different perspective because I try to bring this to them as well. And all of these things, you know, it's for me, for what works for me, but you might be different. Your evaluation might look different. You know, if anyone understands you, it's you. And know that life happens sometimes and progress is not linear. I want to remind you to give yourself time, because I know I need this reminder. You know, I need time to prepare. I need time to allow myself to take care of myself. And as a mom, sometimes that can be very hard, and we see it all the time. You need me time. You need to go out and, you know, get your nails done, get your hair done. That's your me time. And me time can look so different for everybody. And for me, like I mentioned earlier, is just laying in bed and trying to focus on something like the rosary and having a stretching or breathing sessions. So, you know, when things are not working out, you really want to grant yourself with patience and start developing those good habits that are going to become a lifetime health choice. Okay, so long episode today. We did our assessment, and I want to invite you to think of how you're feeling. You know, what do you want to do? How do you want to feel? Why do you want to do that for the future? And I just want to remind you that that's what I'm here for you, to help you, to get you from where you are and where you want to go. As a coach, I'm always going to be here to help you get those results. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to improve your energy, if you're trying to build a better relationship with food, if you don't want to give up, I am here for you. And I want to invite you to book a discovery call, consult call. They are free. You know, you will learn exactly what to do and how to do it, and we'll map everything out so you can start seeing results. Now, I'm so glad you joined me today, and remember, happiness is a healthier habit. Till next time.